It's the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Gran. And this April, we've got outstanding offers on brand new Mazdas. Plus, we've partnered with One Tree Planted to help reforest areas of Northern California. We pledge to plant one tree for every vehicle we sell. Don't miss the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
You're listening to the Sharks Audio Network. Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
All right, we now have joining us on the Sharks Audio Network, it is Jonah Gadjevich, Fretchoff signing a new contract with the San Jose Sharks. Gadge, what's going on, man? How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah, happy to be back.
Yeah, man, I was giving you a little S before we sat down here, but the heat wave, man, like you might have the best job in the Bay Area right now when your literal duty for the day is going to go to a building with the best air conditioning anywhere. I mean, that's the whole point of a barn is to keep that ice as ice. So you've got the right gig right now.
Yeah, for sure. No, it's hard to leave the rink right now. It's just so cool in here. So anyways, yeah, no, it's good to be back though.
No, man, right on. Well, you know, I think last year everybody came to really appreciate your game and saw what you could bring to the ice on a night-to-night basis. You know, you played the, 40-some-odd games over the course of the season, probably got a better feel for yourself at the NHL level. How do you feel about your game at this point?
I feel good. You know, obviously, being up the whole year last year, you know, I got, I think, 43 games. And just being around the group for the whole year was really, I think, beneficial for me. So going into the summer, there was, you know, I was pretty honest with myself and at the end of the year and knew what I had to work on. So I think, coming into this training camp, I'm a better player than I was last year. I identified, you know, some of my weaknesses and I improved on them. So, I'm really, really excited to get started and, you know, show what I've improved on.
Was it hard last year to have the personal accomplishment of, you know, yourself becoming a regular player in the NHL while at the same time the team wasn't doing as well as everybody wanted it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, we got a good group of guys down there and everyone wants to win. So I think at times in the season, it can get frustrating if you lose a few in a row, but it's just a kind of about sticking together and then finding a way to get the wins. But like I said, for me personally, I was learning from the group that we had. I think there's a lot of great players down there. So yeah, you know, I was just trying to earn a spot in the lineup every night and I'm going to continue to do that.
In terms of learning from guys like a veteran, like a Nick Bonino or a Brent Burns, who obviously has moved on from the franchise this offseason, Logan Couture, Erik Karlsson, is it hard to not come across as, I don't know, maybe young or green when you do want to talk to those guys? Cause you belong, but at the same time, you do want to pick their brains because they've played, you know, so much longer than you have.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, there's definitely times like they all make you feel super comfortable. Like they will answer any question you ask, but at the same time, you don't want to kind of seem like a fan and just badgering them and stuff. And you got to pick your time to talk about it. Maybe not right before we're about to head out for a game, but definitely I've talked to, you know, Cogs and Bonesy and a lot of those guys that have been around the league for a long time. And, you know, that's obviously my goal. I want to be in this league for as long as them. So, you know, whatever way I can get better and whatever way I can learn, I'm going to try to do that.
How are you when it comes to receiving constructive criticism? Like, did any of those veterans come up to you and say something at any point? Or are you just used to at this point of your career, people coming up and saying, you need to work on this, or you need to do this, that, or the other thing?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think pretty much all last year, I tried to be one of the first guys on the ice and tried to be one of the last guys off the ice. I did a lot of extra work with Mike Ricci and, you know, I started doing, you know, the goalie shooting. I go out early with the goalies and try to work on stuff like that. And, you know, they tell me what to work on. I love getting criticism. I know I'm not perfect. I know that. So for me, it's just about, like I said, identifying the weaknesses and improving on them. And like, you know, that's all I can do.
That's gotta be hard though, because for so much of your life, it's like you're being catapulted along the hockey, you know, kind of train to the pros. And then you do get to the American League level and the National League level where, you know, even though you're still, obviously you don't get to the NHL by not being one of the best players in the world, but like suddenly I'm sure you're aware of a lot more deficiencies in your game that you have to work on. Whereas before you were always one of the best players. Whereas now, once you get up to the tippy top, suddenly that, you know, the disparity between what makes a, you know, 40 goal scorer and somebody who's not scoring 40 goals, I mean, that's, it all gets so much tighter. The little minute things matter that much more.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think for me, you can look at my track record when, you know, my first year in the OHL, I only had, I think, 4 goals and, you know, I was a healthy scratch and, you know, I was just, there was a lot of areas in my game where I needed to improve on. And I did that over the course of, you know, the next 3 or 4 years, I did that. And I think, you know, the numbers and my play showed that. And then when I got to the American League, the same thing happened. I, you know, didn't produce offensively as much, you know, I was in the stands a lot and, you know, I watched the games, I learned from the older guys, I did extra work with the coaches, and then I started to have success after, you know, doing that repetitively every day. And then now, you know, I'm made it to the NHL level and I'm doing the same thing. I'm just going to keep working on my game. And I think that, you know, the progress is going to show that on the ice.
How hard is it once you have made that, you know, up to the NHL level and you're capable of playing on a night to night basis, but you only play in 43 of those 82 games? Were those games where you were not out there? Was it just killing you, or did you just have to accept that it was part of the, you know, kind of your climb right now?
Yeah, for sure. No, I mean, every time, you know, I wasn't in the lineup I wanted to be, it's, you know, just, I'm a hockey player. I want to be out there playing hockey. I want to be in the battle with all the guys. And yeah, it's tough. But at the same time, like I said, I try to watch the game closely and see areas and imagine myself in certain situations and try to learn from it. And that's, you know, that's what I can do when I'm up there.
It would probably be easier to point to your first goal as a moment that was, you know, obviously meaningful to you, but was there something else like a big check or a, you know, a stretch pass, something that you did where you said like, yeah, like I belong here. This is where I should be playing.
I don't know. I mean, I think there's just, you know, a few shifts here and there that, you know, maybe like where you feel good, where you hem them in their zone, or you're good on the forecheck, or you make a good play, like those kind of things kind of, I guess, motivate you, like, all right, like give you a bit of confidence. Mm-hmm. I think that's important moving forward as well, is just trying to build up the confidence and then trying to do the little things right.
Did you feel yourself getting more confident over the course of the season, or is it kind of goes up one game, down a little, and there's a little bit more of an ebb and flow?
I think it definitely fluctuates a little bit. There's obviously going to be nights where you just aren't making the plays, or you have a bad turnover, or you lose a battle and it costs you. So, you know, I think at that point, it's just about being mentally tough and trying to work through those basically growing pains, because, you know, that's all part of the game. It's part of life. You're going to make mistakes, but it's how you bounce back. So for me, it's just about learning from it and then trying to have that confidence moving forward.
Did you go into the offseason with a checklist of things you wanted to work on, or was it more about improving your game overall?
I definitely had a list. I, you know, at my exit interview here with management, you know, just from talking with them, there was the few points that I had to work on that they had talked to me about. So I made a note in my phone and kind of looked at that every now and then throughout the summer, and I knew what the team wanted me to work on. I knew what I wanted to work on, and I put in a lot of work this summer. And like I said, I feel better coming into training camp this year.
Yeah. Tell me about that summer. I mean, how long did you stay off your skates? Did you, you know, take a couple of weeks off, or were you in the weight room pretty quickly, or how did that work for you?
Yeah. So I took about maybe 2 weeks off from the weight room, and then I was right back at it. I trained 6 days a week. And then I took about a month off from the ice and then ramped up right into three to five times a week from there. So I've definitely put in the hours this year, and just really excited to be back here and then out with the group again.
Yeah, man, it's exciting, obviously. And I would imagine now, you know, the last Sharks game was on April 29th. We're recording this on September 9th. That was a while ago. Like I would imagine you are itching to get back out onto the ice in an NHL game.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, at the end of the season, when you go home, it's exciting because you get to see your family, you get to see your friends again. But, you know, at the same time, it's bittersweet because, you know, obviously you're not in playoffs. But like I said, it's nice going home every summer for a little bit. And then, you know, kind of August rolls around and then you just get the itch to like, okay, like I've had enough of this. I've seen everyone. Everyone's great. Let's get back at it. Let's play some hockey. So I'm at that point now and I'm excited to be back.
Now, are you one of the guys that can't watch the Stanley Cup playoffs because you wish you were playing in them so badly, or did you tune in every night?
No, I tried to watch as much as I could, for sure, because I think, you know, me being a young guy, you see how NHL hockey is played at that time of year. It's harder. It's intense. It's, you know, little things. And that was one of the things that I talked about with, you know, some people here. They told me to watch the NHL playoffs and see what makes teams successful in playoffs, because obviously that's our goal, is to get there. So I did watch a lot of the playoffs.
Are you still able to watch as a fan? Because like, I know, like, now I've been working in hockey for a while now, and like, it's hard. Like, even during a game, I'm like, I'm not just taking it in. I'm like, oh, they're having trouble with their zone entries. They're having trouble on their breakouts, or they're, you know, they're not doing well on faceoffs, or they're power. Like, you start to compartmentalize, but also there, like, there's the part of you that you fell in love with the game for a reason. Like, everybody is a fan until they're, you know, very few are able to actually become a professional, whatever the sport is. But like, you were still a fan when you were 8 years old. Like, you fell in love with the game for a reason.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely notice a difference in watching it now. You know, when I was younger, I was just, you're just watching hockey, you're loving it. But now when I see it, I'm like, okay, like, I see the neutral zone forecheck, I see the controlled breakouts. You kind of just notice things that that happen in the game that you kind of break down, you know, being a professional. So anyways, yeah, no, it's still fun. I mean, obviously you see guys make ridiculous plays and it's still super entertaining, but yeah, no, I just love the game. So
do you look at other guys and say, hey, he has a build or skill set similar to mine, I can be influenced or learn something from a player's game specifically and then try to apply it to your own game?
Yeah, I mean, I try to watch like the bigger physical guys and see how they are, see their puck placement and what they're doing with their, you know, body or their stick. And there's a few guys that I try to watch closely and then see how they play.
It's interesting because I would imagine like it's probably hard to try and determine who you want to watch, because like obviously you probably watch a guy like Cale Makar, a defenseman, make some stupid move and you're like, yeah, I'd like to incorporate that to my game. But then you have to be like, well, like, how realistic is that? It's like,
not in the toolbox.
Cause like, what's, that's not even to be like unfair to you, but it's like, there's certain guys who have body types to do certain things. And I'm sure there's things that you can do that other guys in the NHL can't do. Like, it's one thing to be inspired by somebody's play versus being able to actually apply it to your game.
Yeah, definitely. No, I'm not, I'm, like I said, I'm pretty honest with myself. I don't think I'm Makar, McDavid or anything, but no, it's like I said, it's just entertaining to watch those guys and do what they do. And like I said, there are obviously the kind of guys that play the same role as me. I like to watch what they do and then see how they have success as well.
What's your goal for this season?
My goal is to play here all season, make the big squad and have more of an impact this year. I think that I can produce more offensively. I think that I can be, last year, I think I was -7 or -9 or something like that. So I definitely want to improve on my defensive side of the game as well. That was a big thing for me. You know, like I said, offensively, and again, I want to be that guy that stands up for my teammates. I want to be right in the mix. If we need something to get going, like, I want to be that guy that, you know, the team looks to. So
yeah,
whatever I got to do.
I know that, you know, the physicality is something that the new general manager, Mike Greer, has talked about a lot. Was that something that came up, you know, in the contract talks? And I mean, that's like the weird thing. It's like, nobody grows up wanting to be, you know, Wayne Gretzky because of the process of signing a contract. You know, it's like, you want to be the professional. So like, were there things that came up in those talks where you were kind of like, I understand what you're asking of me. I understand that you want me to bring that physical aspect to the game on a night to night basis.
Yeah, well, I think they had made it clear, like, the team, of the direction that they wanted to go in, and, you know, the tenacity and the physicalness and everything that they want, you know, the team to have. So I think I can bring that skill set to the team and help out in that way.
In terms of preparing now for training camp versus, you know, you've done this before. Obviously, you had, you know, a couple of years of growth. You've had Vancouver in the past. You had the Sharks last year. How much different is it now, like, knowing kind of you've walked that road before and now you're entering a training camp with that much more experience under your belt?
Yeah, you know, it's nice having the experience, but at the same time, I got to come in and make the team. Like, I don't have a spot, you know, it's not, it's not my spot. I got to come in and earn it. And I know that. And that's what I came here to do. And that's what I worked for all summer. So like I said, I'm excited to be back and I'm ready for the challenge.
Nice, man. Well, Joe and I appreciate the time. Fun talking to you as always. Have a great training camp. Stay out of the heat. Stay inside the rink as much as you can. Use that AC. Put it to good work, man. We'll talk soon. All right.
Sounds good. Thanks. It was nice chatting with you.
This podcast can be found for download under Sharks Hockey Digest on iTunes, Google, and Spotify. And on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, presented by Western Digital. All music by Yogi Yend.